The Gemara Masechet Tmura Daf Tezvav, in discussing the halacha for which Korban Chatos is Mesa and which doesn't have that halacha, says of Amra Papa Filaman the Amma, even according to the opinion that holds Chatos Tzibur Shekipur Balea Mesa, that if a Chatos Tzibur, the animal was lost and they used a different animal for the carbon, the first animal was left to die. Chat Sibur Shemesa, in a situation where the Chat Sibur died, there, Shemesa Balei, where the owners died, ain't a Mesa. There's a not, the Halacha Mesa doesn't apply. If he ain't Sibur Mesasim, there's no concept of dying by its Sibur. Ask the Gemara Menola or Rapapa Ha, from where does Rapapa know this halacha? Inema, if you'll suggest, Meshum deksiv tachas avasecho yirbanecho, that children take over the place of their parents. And therefore, if the tzibur died, the children are taking over the place. Yehochi, says the Gemara, if that is a valid consideration, afilu yochanami, then the halacha should be even by a chattis of a yochid who passed away, there should be no halacha of Mesa if the person left over children. So here we see that children take the place of the parents. And as Rabbeinu Gershom explains, that if somebody leaves over children, it's considered as if the father did not pass away. Ask the Beis Oitzer, the reason why Chatos is not brought Achamisa is because, as Rashi Masechet Mila explains, because this person who brought the Karban Chatos already had a kapara with the Misa. And therefore, there's no need for him to have a Karban Chatos anymore. So if that's the case, what's the difference if he left over children or not? Says the Beis Oitzer, it's not the Tsar Hamisa which is Mechaper. What's Mechaper is that this person is no longer in the world. However, if somebody leaves over children, it's as if he's still in the world. And since it's as if he's still in the world, the concept of Mesa, of Chata Shemesa Balea, ought not to apply. But from here we see that the Pasuk, the Halacha, clearly considered the continual existence of children as if the parents are still here. This Sifri in Parsha Shoftim, on the Parsha that discusses a Melech Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Laman Yarech Yomim Amamlachtoi Hu Ubonov Kol Bekerv Yisrael, says the Sefri, what is the Pasuk teaching us? Shemes, that if he passes away, Benoy Oymetachtov, his son stands in his place. Continues the Sefri. Veli Ze El Zabavad. Maybe it's only by a king. Menayin, says the Sefri, L'chol Parnosa Yisrael Shebeneim Oymetachtev. How do we know that for all positions, children take the place of their parents? Tamaloymer, Hu Ubonah Bekerv Kol Yisrael. Kozman Shehem Bekerv Yisrael, as long as he has children who are part of Kol Yisrael, Benoy Oymetachtev. Of course, say the Mefarshim, that what does the Sefri mean when it says Kozman Shem Bekerv Yisrael, is when they're fit for that position. If somebody leaves over a child who's entirely not fit for that position, then of course there is no Din of Yerusha. And the Rambam, indeed, in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei through Zayin, says, Kishamimid Melech Moshnas of Shemin Amischa. We anoint the king. Omach Shemoshchan Amelech. And once somebody is anointed to be king, it remains for him and his children ad oilam. Continues the Rambam. Even if he left over a young child, we wait till he grows up. And continues the Rambam, not only when it comes to being king, however, says the Rambam, it has to be a child that could take the father's place. If he is a Yerushmaim, then we could put him into his father's position and we'll teach him Torah. Yerushmaim can't be taught. And if he's lacking, says the Rambam Yerushmaim, he cannot be appointed. And that's the Halacha and the Ramah in Yerideya, Simen Resh Mem Hei, Sif Chaf Gimel, Paskins, Sif Chaf Beis Paskins that way. However, I saw a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, Chela Gimel Simen Chaf Tes, Perek Hei, that these halachas are only applicable if when somebody was appointed to that job, there were no conditions attached, or there is no minig in regarding who takes over a father's position. But, says the Tzitz Eliezer, if when he was appointed, they clearly spoke out that this is not a position that will go be Yerusha, or there's a minig that positions don't go be Yerusha, there is no such thing as a chazaka in such a situation. And in such a situation, we should, when if the father passes away, it makes no difference. We should look for a new person. And there is no claim, he says, that the son could say, well, if you're not going to appoint me to this position, people are going to say it must be because I'm not worthy to the position. He has no such claim. In fact, the Sefer Divrei Rivos says that in all positions in Chutz Laaretz, it's self-understood that the position does not necessarily go over from father to son. And so too does the Ramah in Yerideya, Simeration, and Zion, Sif, Beis, Paskin, regarding a Gabbai. If somebody was appointed to be a Gabbai for a certain term, and now the term is over, even, he says, if there is no minig, hamakam, we could replace him, and he has no right to say, well, if I'm going to be replaced, or my son won't get the job, then it'll be chshad. There is no such complaint. On the other hand, I did see a tshuva from Ramosha, and the Shas Tshuvas Igris Moshe, Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simen Nun Aleph. It's not clear exactly what the Shaila Ramosha is discussing there, but it seems that the issue Ramosha, the Shaila was posed to Ramosha, where there was a father who was a Rosh Hashiva, and the question was to give the position to his son. And the way I seem to understand the Shaila is that the son was a Talmud Chacham, but the issue was that this son had never learned or worked in this yeshiva where the father was a Rosh Yeshiva. And therefore, he really wasn't accustomed to the way learning and teaching were done in that yeshiva. And the question, it seems very much discussing, is there still a concept that the son should get the position of his father? And Ramosha seems to take the approach that a son always has kadima. A son always has first rights to his father's position if he's worthy. And the fact that he never learned in this yeshiva and therefore lacks the experience to be able to work in this yeshiva, Ramosha says, so let him spend some time in the yeshiva, become accustomed with the way they learn, with the way they teach, and at that point, be able to take his father's position, as our Gemara says, Tachas Abasecha Yir Banecha.